Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so very grateful for you. So thankful that you care to tune in, to listen, hopefully being tuned up, turned on, and turned out to stand in the light of the truth of the all that you truly are as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. I am the voice on behalf of our liberation, our resurrection, to really speak to the issues of our being able to be qualified for continuance in existence as a result of being under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, as is evidenced in the plethora and the pandemic of sickness, illness, disease, and death. From the littlest ones to the elders, we are in a place and space where we must consciously care to live in order to truly live. To be committed to living is something different than just living. To be committed to living and to be committed to liberation means that one has to be committed to the laws that govern us. And because we have not been properly educated or religiously trained or socialized and cultivated to have an understanding and an understanding as to what the purpose in existence actually is upon the planet, then we have to reach deep and reach high and come to a place where it matters to us to know the truth, not just to take advantage of all of the information and YouTube and engine search engines and all of that for whatever we may be interested in, but to be in a place and space where we understand that there is a scheme to distort the organic progression of us as a humanity of people. And to have an understanding and an understanding that the will of existence is for its own exaltation, its order, its continued progression, as it is all there is, and it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone all at the same time. And because we dwell by virtue of its presence, because we dwell in its presence, we are these points of it, then it is duty, obligation, and responsibility for us to be in integrity with it, in high ethic, high morality, to come to a point and place where we are realizing that the travails upon the path of adulteration is that which puts us in a place and space where we don't feel worthy and deserving, because we know the blame, the shame, the game, the guilt, all of the indiscretions. And it's very difficult to feel inherently good when there is a violation that is charged upon your spirit, upon your blood, and that your mind has been corrupted as a result of being under an initiative to put us in a place where we are not walking in the integrity of our right alignment with the intelligence of our being. And we're refusing to function as intelligences of existence, and therefore are taking on characters of misalignment as a result of the miseducation, the usurpation, the capitalization that puts us in a place and space where we have been oppressed at the cellular level for generations. And there are those who would refer to our situation as Africans in America, and those who are the ascendants and descendants of Africans who were brought here under the Atlantic slave trade, or those ones who are the ascendants and descendants of those who had come here before the Atlantic slave trade. But to be in a place and space where we feel as though we're suffering under a post-traumatic slave syndrome is a misrepresentation of the real truth, that we are being poisoned and have been poisoned for generations. And that the ascendants and descendants of the slave masters and the usurpers and those who were colonizers, that everybody, all lineages of people, are blessed with each and every breath and every beat of their hearts, that we should all be in a place and space where we are rejoicing in the blessedness of our being. But it is extremely difficult to be rejoiceful when you are in violation of the very laws that govern your being. And so those who were the usurpers, the bastardizers, the corruptors, the colonizers, the enslavers, the entrappers, all of these ones needed to be liberated also. And so we're dealing with a global issue, an intelligence issue, that affects absolutely everything and everybody. And for there to be those who are delusional to think that they can war against the whole of humanity and be successful and to be wealthy, that they can poison the land and poison the people and live unscathed from the evil and the wickedness of their own actions and activities and the misuse and abuse of the elements of existence and the intelligence of existence. These people have already been condemned to a tragic date with fate, and there is no way for them to be continued in existence through the rest of all of eternity. But it is our duty, obligation, and responsibility to no longer be enslaved to their poisons, to no longer be in a place and space where we're complicit, complacent, and co-conspirating, because we work on behalf of the corporate deities of death, the pharmaceutical companies, the sugar industry, the tobacco industry, the alcohol industry, the artificial foods and artificial flavors, the flesh eat, and those who are subjugating and dominating and murdering and slaughtering other beings and preparing their flesh to be sold to your children and to you as happy meals and whatnot. We are in a place and space where we have to understand that there's a primary law that governs existence itself, and that law would have us master the reality of ourselves being these points of all there is, and everyone is connected by virtue of each and every breath and the intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us. There is only one absolute and supreme intelligence, and it is the intelligence of the cow and the pig and the turkey and the chicken and the hen and the ostrich and the gorilla and all other beings that have been gifted life and intelligence and have their own purpose in existence, and none of them were purposed to die at the hands of anybody for any reason. Particularly as game and safari and hunting and food. We're in a now moment where we must have an understanding and an understanding that there's something seriously wrong in the world. Because all of the sickness, illness, disease, and degradation, the deprivation, the starvation, the murderer, lying, thieving, raping, molesting kind of energy is as a result of the defilement of the blood, where the body that is the vehicle of our spirits has been corrupted, violated, poisoned, defiled with the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of beings, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, Spartame, Splenda, refined white sugars, and all of the aid, the Kool-Aid, the Powerade, the Gatorade, and all of these things that have all of these dyes and chemicals and colors that are literally the chemicals of behavior modification that have been instituted by the Germans in the continuation of that which was genocide under Hitler's regime. And no matter how much education any of the generations have had since then, nobody's outthought this until now. And it's taken so many ones to pass away with all of these diseases before people begin to ask and wonder and seek and knock and ask for the solutions to the issues. But to come to a point and place where we don't care, that we are not consciously striving to be freed from the misadventures of being misaligned and miseducated and dominated and enslaved and all of that, we have to come to a point and place where we are valuing ourselves and valuing our lives and valuing our now moment, where we have access to whatever it is we really require in order to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the light of the absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us. This is our now moment to come to a point and place where we will claim our victory, where we have an understanding and an understanding that we are co-creators with the intelligence of existence, because the intelligence of existence is all there is as existence itself, and we are these points of it, here to master ourselves, to be able to navigate this realm of earth residency in the light of the truth of the ones that we are as these points of that presence. And to be in a place where we care to be vivid in our own self-representation and self-expression as these points of the presence of the absolute, or that which you all refer to as God, Yah, Yahweh, Yahweh, Allah, Jehovah, whatever names you may refer to the divine intelligence as, or whatever gods you may be reverencing or worshiping. But there is no truth in your worship if you defile yourself, if you don't care to promote your own optimum cellular functioning and exalt a full effort in exalting a full life's urge, where you really are consciously caring to refine and redefine yourself so you are not a walking contradiction. To understand that integrity is something we have to strive for, we have to reach for it. It does not come naturally when you have been poisoned all of your life. And to be in a place where we're touting stupidity, well, you gotta die something. You should not be dying at all, because we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us. And we were divinely designed and designed divinely to consistently regenerate, to be rejuvenated, to be in a place and space where the light of the absolute and supreme intelligence, the love of absolute and supreme intelligence, the care to be harmonized in the frequency and the vibration of being these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, gives us the opportunity to walk as eternal youth. And we will mature as points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. We should not be dying here. We should not be succumbing. And because of the years of not knowing, because of the years of commercialism and sublimation and behavior modification that have gone on to put us in a place where we're all right with feeding off the flesh of other beings, that we're all right with being entertained in murder and killing, that we're all right with spewing and wasting ourselves. There was a time when people realized that they were being warred against. The men would rally together and create strategy for defending themselves and their women and their children and their families and their communities. But we're in a now moment where those who would refer to themselves as men have bellies as if they were pregnant women, are so distracted with the pornography, the pedophilia, with all the balls and the breasts and the butts, that they have become a detriment to themselves and the violators of their own women and children. We are under siege. And the correct response to being under siege is not to really engulf oneself in the warfare as is necessary for us to come to a point and place where we engulf ourselves in the absolute reality and understand that when you are being warred against, you cannot afford to do anything that undermines yourselves. And you must do everything you possibly can to be cleared and cleansed of the violation of having your blood defiled with the flesh and the frequency of violated beings that whose carcasses are rotting, decaying, decomposing in your body temple, poisoning your blood. And because the spirit is charged on the blood, and the quality and the condition of the blood lays foundation for the quality of the thought and the capacity to think or not, then we have to really understand that being under the influences of the same energies, the same entities that robbed and desecrated the sacred grave sites of our Aboriginal, Indigenous, and Native, that murdered them, slaughtered them, the same energies and entities that robbed the pharaoh's tombs, that feel as though there's nothing sacred that they need to acknowledge or respect as sacred, that they have the right to pillage and plunder, and now they have figured a way and have been planning and plotting the way of literally robbing the temples of the living gods and goddesses of their treasures, of their wealth, of their riches, of their integrity, of their creativity, of their confidence, of their faith, of their oneness and their alignment with the truth of who they are as conscious immortals. We are under siege, and it is our now time to care to rise completely up on behalf of all of those who could not, who would not, who did not know how. To join forces with other people all across the planet who are fighting for their rights to exist. And the only way to really qualify for continuance in existence and have leverage over systems of oppression that are instituted by government, by politics, by religion, by miseducation, by socialization, is to be in a place where we personally commit our whole body, hearts, minds, lives, and soul to being harmonized with the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, and consciously care to clear and cleanse our body temples so that the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses are completely re-enthroned as our reality. We are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We should not be dying at all. We should be able to live as a result of having lived in the love of the law and come to a point and place where we mastered ourselves, our thoughts, our emotions, our passions, so that everything in us was reverencing and appreciating and loving and exalting the intelligence of our being and rejoicing in the opportunity to serve in the continuation and the exaltation and the cultivation of the wealth of who we are as these points of the absolute and supreme intelligence on behalf of the lineages that we represent. And we were told you cannot serve two masters. And the preachers and the pastors and the ministers and the popes and all of these ones have come to a point where they exemplify serving two masters. And to serve two masters means that you are serving the forces of divisiveness. because you cannot feed off the flesh of aborted, the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of anything, whether it's the caviar or the ostrich eggs or the quail eggs or the chicken eggs or whatever. You cannot digest this stuff. You understand? It's like everybody is having health challenges and issues because of the violation of the blood. We're designed divinely. And none of us were designed to eat this way. And it should have never become world culture for us to be in degradation and violation of the intelligence of our being. And for us to realize that when you are consciously caring, where every atom and every cell of your being is completely charged in an overwhelming desire to be whole, an overwhelming desire to be cleared and cleansed and purified and renewed and rebirthed, so that any issues that have started crystallizing in your tissues as AIDS, cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, lupus, any of those things, we are in a place where we have access to what is needed in order to reverse these issues and to be completely healed and made whole. But that's not what the doctors and the nurses are telling you. That's because they have not applied themselves to the intelligence of existence in the universities of cosmic wisdom. They applied themselves to the systems of miseducation, matriculating, and being degreed to be able to profit and to participate as a part of the system of oppression to their own detriment. And it is not in anybody's best interest to work on behalf of those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and no truth, and who are murderers, liars, thieves, bastardizers, usurpers, and the perpetuators and the facilitators of a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide. And we have all manners of capacity to transcend it, to transmute it, to transform ourselves so that we are strengthened to the degree to which we are activating the fullness of ourselves as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to understand that the virtues of integrity that come with our character, to be forgiving and loving and kind and merciful, but to also be in a place where we're praying without ceasing. We are coming under the auspices and the attention of the exalted spirit worlds, where our help comes. But it's very difficult to really get that kind of assistance, which is what is needed in being under such a spell. Of sickness, illness, and disease, where you believe that you're supposed to be dying when you are already living and dwelling in the realm of eternity upon a planet that is an intergalactic spaceship with a body that is particularly designed divinely for this journey. And we having now the opportunity to realize the one real eye, the absolute eye, the cosmic eye that sees through every eye, and consciously live to facilitate our own liberation, where the intelligence of our being is being completely free to function as intelligence does, always in its own best interests, always in the best interests of the whole, knowing how to feed and how to cleanse, to promote healing and wholeness, exalting life, respecting life, reverencing life, honoring life, exalting the oneness of existence itself amongst Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and all hues of man and mankind and woman and womankind, on behalf of the children and the perpetuation of all of our lineages. The fulfillment of all of the prophecy is in the exaltation and the fulfillment of the will of existence in the establishment of its eternal order by virtue of its eternal laws and the resurrection of those of us who are the children of God, the children of the law, the children of the light, the children of love, those ones who really care to walk in the integrity of the essence of ourselves and knowing that there is no wealth and no riches that are greater than the richness and the wealth of being who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, living to exalt this intelligence as the absolute reality, standing on behalf of the wholeness of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and flipping the script so that those ones who have no light, those ones who have no commitment towards the wholeness of being, we will no longer serve them. We will no longer bring their products into our body temples. We will no longer continue to espouse the lies that they have been teaching for all of this time, that you have to have this protein, you've got to have these carbs. You understand that you can very just eat anything that you want to eat because you're just a spirit having a human experience. So the experiences are all right. It doesn't matter. No judgment. And I'm saying no, you will be judged. And the judgment is coming every day in terms of what's showing up as pain, disdain, suffering, accidents, death. We can no longer allow our bodies to be filled with the carcasses of dead animals and think that you will not attract some form of violation to yourself when you are filled with violation. And yes, you can be a good person, but good people are dying every day. It is not good enough to just be good. We need to be caring, we need to be loving, we need to be forgiving, we need to be clearing, cleansing, purifying, renewing, realigning, harmonizing, facilitating, exalting the oneness of existence and being refined and redefined and matured in the essence of who we are as conscious immortals while we're on the planet, so that we are ensuring that we are able to leave the planet as living beings and not to succumb and have our life force stamped out and be buried in these bodies, suffocated as dead people. Now is your time to know that you are worth the commitments and the effort in being completely realigned in the divinity of your truth, and to know that your true beauty, your true prosperity, your greatness, your wealth, and your ability to be realigned in the light of the truth of the all that you are is the greatest wealth that you can work for. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, I'm so grateful that you prefer to be right here with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you so much for caring to be present. And I pray that you are always inspired and motivated to donate to WRFG for what you're receiving, and that you are caring to apply the truth that your spirits are registering into your life, so that your life becomes ever more of all of that that you would have it be. But also, I am here to remind us that we are always so blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. But there is a need for us to consciously care, to really cultivate and develop ourselves, to invest in ourselves, to liberate at the cellular level, so that we have the opportunity to live greater lives in the fullness of ourselves, as opposed to our just living and working and eating and sleeping and basically dying our lives, as opposed to exalting the fullness of the gifts and the blessedness of our being as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is supremely intelligent and ever-present, always pervasively filling all spaces. And for our knowing that in this now moment, as other ones are gearing up and working their plans and planning for us to fail, we have to consciously care to do everything that is truly in our own best interest, to stand up, to raise up, to consciously care, to walk in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as points of absolute and supreme intelligence, and to know that it is okay and it is all right and it is very necessary for us to function supremely intelligently, to know that that is our gift. And we will never have a greater time than the now to self-actualize, self-realize, be harmonized in the will of existence, to exalt a full effort in our living, so that we are literally taking responsibility to reverse the issues that are crystallizing in our tissues, that we care to really represent the lineages that we have come through in the establishment of this eternal order. And to know that there's nothing that we can gain from working on behalf of the corporate deities of death, except sickness, illness, and disease, because there is absolute law. And the absolute law is that we should be consciously caring to fulfill destiny, to master ourselves, our minds, our thoughts, our emotions, to truly do that which is consistent with the will of existence in the progression of us as a planetary people, as a humanity of people, but on behalf of Mother Earth and all of her creatures. And to see that people are just building and building and building tighter and tighter and tighter in smaller spaces, but up higher and higher and higher, without doing anything to really strengthen the foundations, the infrastructures, to come to a point and place where we realize that there are those who have combined their resources and money to make more money, but without the thought of what is best. And those who do not care to do everything they can to create a greater wellness, a greater wholeness, will skip steps, compromise, and end up creating more devastation. And so there is wisdom in caring to be able to respond correctly and directly in this now moment as intelligences of existence, and to know that our right alignment with life, with light, with truth, and the commitment to add unto the wholeness, the wellness, the healing of everything and everybody is going to create a much greater wealth and a much greater prosperity than taking advantage of just a capitalistic opportunity to invest in things for money's sake, without consciously caring to add to the richness and the wealth of Mother Earth, her creatures, and particularly the populace of the planet. Because there is absolute law that governs life and there's absolute law that governs wealth and prosperity, then it matters that those of us who really care to truly walk in the opulence and the abundance of wealth and richness, that we are investing in ourselves and ourselves without creating sickness, illness, and disease. Because we will never have a wealth that is greater than ourselves. And we see how people go for the money, and there's nothing wrong with the money. Money is what it is. It's just how we use it or misuse it that really matters. And sometimes we see that the more money people have, the more money they waste, the more money they have, the more self-destructive they become. And that's why the wisdom would have us invest in the wealth of ourselves first, to prioritize so that we are cultivating the wealth of our youth and our children. We are consciously caring to develop their talents, their skills, and their abilities to really be on the process, in the process of conscious unfoldment and maturation, as opposed to supporting them and being on the path of adulteration. We've all been there. We know what that is. To come to a point and place where our hearts become heavy because of the guilt, the shame, the blame, the violations, the misuse, the abuse. And our now moment requires us to shift our focus so that we are ensuring the progression of us as a people, that we are ensuring the healing, the wholeness, that we are contributing to the healing of the planet, to Mother Earth, her creatures, to come to a point and place where we are not complicit and complacent and co-conspirating with those agendas that are not in the best interest of anything or anybody. And capitalism could possibly work much better if the people themselves would not be complicit with their own cellular oppression, so that we can outthink the thought. That it's all right to provide substances for consumption for children, for pubescents, adolescents, maturing ones, elders, and whatnot, that have absolutely nothing that the body truly needs. No substance, no life force, nothing that the body needs. And to invest so much money in the psychological manipulations and behavior modification that puts people in a position where they feel as though undermining themselves is fun. And that they're not having a good time unless they are undermining themselves and their selves. We're in a now moment that requires us to really have an understanding and an understanding that the greatest prosperity and wealth comes with the richness of life in the substance of our relationships, our interactions, our loving and being loved and cared for and respected and validated and treasured and cherished, that there is something much more that we should be applying ourselves to than just materiality, sensuality, sexuality, gluttony, and those things that undermine our whole lives and possibly compromise our afterlives and our eternal lives, to be in a now moment where it matters to us to stand on behalf of life, to celebrate this now moment where we have the opportunity to cast off all of the yokes of oppression, to stand and consciously care to facilitate our own liberation, and not to wait on government, not to wait on education, not to wait on the churches, not to wait for anybody, but to claim our rights and our responsibility and our ability to respond right now in this now moment on behalf of life itself, to really breathe ever more deeply, to understand that we are taking in the very life force of existence itself that beats our hearts and breathes us, that charges us, that gives us the capacity to tap into the unseen realm, so that we are able to bring forward the support of our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, to come under the auspices of our souls, to be in a place and space where we are walking companioned and in the company of angels of light, to be in a place and space where we are being whispered to, we are being cultivated, we are standing and living on behalf of our mutual and collective resurrection as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence that is supremely present. And as we are embracing the reality of absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth as the way we really prosper and the way we are able to flip the script, to be in a mindset where we're tapped into the infinity of possibilities and we are coming forward with the solutions to the problems and the answers to the questions and facilitating the greater healing and wholeness that is necessary because of this pandemic of sickness, illness, dis-ease, despair, degradation, violation, molestation, rape, pedophilia, pornography, and all of the ills that put us in a place and space where humanity's and humankind's lives hang in the balance, because there is no way to truly be continued in existence where there is no commitment to the laws that govern existence. And we've taken for granted that no matter what we do, that our outcome will be the same. And we're seeing the evidence of so many ones passing away from heart attacks and strokes and accidents and things because they were not as conscious and conscientious about caring for themselves and their cells. We are under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, and food has become the tool of oppression, and then the weapons of mass destruction are the sugar and the alcohol and the tobacco and the artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, all of these things that literally poison and rob the body temple of its treasures and its wealth and its richness and the integrity and high ethic and morality and sensibility and ingenuity and creativity and gifts and skills of those ones who dwell in the temples as the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses. We are in a place where we need to be redeemed and to come to that place where redemption is something that we apply ourselves to, so that we can be completely cleared and cleansed of the memory of the violations, the taintedness that comes, the low self-esteem and the fear and doubt and inconsistency and contradictions and hypocrisy that undermine our true success in establishing firmly our faith and confidence in knowing how to think and how to work the laws that govern us. And so there's so much time that we spend in generating income without consciously caring to truly spend the quality of time in resubstantiating the mind and the presence and the capacity for thought and the understanding and the understanding of how to work and be in harmony with the laws that govern life. And to see that people will work and work and work and work and work and have less and less and less and less of themselves as a result of it, because they did not get quiet and get still and feed themselves, feed their spirits, feed their minds, consciously care to be harmonized with the soul. The capacity that we have been given for thought, for literally seeing, imagining that which is fulfillment of our desires and needs, our consciously caring to lift our voices and open our hearts and to tap into the reality that we do dwell in the infinity of possibilities, and there truly is nothing that we cannot accomplish. When we care to be harmonized in the ways of existence, the laws of existence, the light and the truth of ourselves. And to know that under a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, where the churches, the educational institutions, the socialization, the cultures, the governments, everything is co-conspirating against the well-being of the people. And they say, oh, well, they do that for the money. And I'm saying, well, if they were truly about money, if they were truly about wealth, if they were truly about richness, they would not be launching a campaign of genocide and depopulation against the planet and its people. If you truly care to prosper. And why go through the trouble of building and building and building so much more and so much more when you have generations that are dying younger and younger? And so there's a lot that is going on in this now moment, and we give thanks for all of those who are the light bearers and truth-sayers and those ones who care to respond correctly and directly in this now moment by exalting a full effort and a full life's urge. Taking the time to realize the reality of the eternity and timelessness, taking the time to be centered, to get still, to master oneself and one's thoughts and one's energies and one's desires, and to really fill our day-to-day lives with love and laughter and harmony and peace, and consciously caring to be poised in the reality of dwelling in the presence and as points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. That is the true substance of all there is. It fills all spaces. It's all pervasive. It's designed us perfectly. An hour now moment to claim the perfection of our being. So that we are able to be healed. And this is where wisdom truly starts, in this now moment. No matter how old you may be chronologically in years, the spirit that dwells as our reality and the intelligence that animates us and that is all around us is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We should be living and thinking and consciously caring to be able to respond correctly in any and every now moment. As citizens of the cosmic, as conscious immortals, as those who are tapped in, tuned in, and always turned up and turned on to absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth as our way to triumph over situations and circumstances, conditions and whatnot, to be in a place where we are always knowing the absolute reality, and in the absolute reality, we all have exactly what we need right now with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, that which is truly essential for our lives, we already have it. It's being provided consistently without charge. And so to participate in a system of capitalization where you have the opportunity to undermine that which beats your heart, to undermine that which breathes you, to undermine your inheritance, your heritage, to disregard and disrespect the integrity of the lineages that you represent, and to ignore the responsibility to truly represent those lineages that we have come through. And when we find that people are careless with themselves, then there is devastation that comes. So dealing with a planet of devastated people, spiritually devastated, mentally devastated, emotionally devastated, then you have the opportunity to create so much devastation. So it does matter that we each are consciously caring to show up and enhance the substance of our own being, and to literally add unto ourselves from the wellspring of absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth that we can tap into, so that we are able to facilitate our liberation and our resurrection as a humanity of people, that we are able to harmonize with the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, so that we are literally qualifying for continuance in existence in light of and in spite of all of the efforts towards depopulation and genocide. We are in a now moment where it matters what we are standing for, what we're living for, what we do on a daily basis in our best interests and in the best interests of the wholeness of ourselves, our children, our families. Because nothing makes sense if we don't care to fulfill the purposes of being on the planet in self-actualizing, self-realizing, harmonizing with the will of existence, the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, so that we are leaving the planet having qualified for continuance in existence as conscious immortals, being birthed into the spirit worlds as embryonic gods and goddesses, because we took the time to truly harmonize with the will of existence, the love of being directly, to get our hearts as light as feathers, to literally be bathed in the salvation and the deliverance that is available to us by virtue of how we focus our thought and our mind on things that are exalted thoughts, so that we are able to walk an exalted walk regardless of how low we've been and dwelling in the ditches and valleys of degradation. We can be completely cleared and cleansed and purified from defilement, from our mistakes, from our misgivings, from all of the mischievousness and all of the things that we were socialized to feel entitled to experience because we didn't know what else to do. We didn't have a better example. And cleaning ourselves up after 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of violation in the blood from feeding off of carcasses, that was saturated with chemicals, nitrates and nitrites and all manners of synthetics and these things that literally are concentrating and saturating and contraindicating in our brain, in our tissues, in our organs, in our glands, creating the cancers and the lupus and all of the diseases that are affecting our nervous system and our capacity for true liberation, because it is very difficult to hold the proper thought and mindfulness when we are not well and when we are filled with fear and doubt and trepidation and inhibition, and we continue to listen to those who have no clue, and then those ones of us who are coming forward with answer and solution that are really very simple, then you are hemming and hawing about it, dragging your feet to do what's truly in your own best interest and submitting to surgery and butchery and sorcery and all of the pharmacology and all of these things. So we're in a now moment where you are being urged and encouraged to care, to walk in the light of the truth of the all that you are as this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to come to that place and space where you would prefer to be whole and well and wealthy in the resubstantiation of your own personal presence and the integrity of who you are as this point of the presence of God in that temple that is your body, where you dwell and where you live and where you meet God and where you commune with God and where you come to be able to hear the voice of God and to move with the hand of God. We are in a now moment where this is not about religion, and it is not about anything other than how we can become a restored people to get beyond all of the sickness and the degradation and the alcoholism and the drug addictions and the sex addictions and all of the things that wear away and put us in a place where we forget who we are, what we are, why we are, and to know that we'll never have anything greater than ourselves. It is our now moment to care, to be in the light and the truth and the integrity of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme presence. On behalf of the whole of existence itself, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and the redemption and salvation of a fallen humanity, it is our time to stand as a resurrected people. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.